Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
On Midwest Week, will city police officers continue to patrol Davenport schools? I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Sarah Watson, reporter for the Quad City Times and Dispatch Argus. So, Sarah, the official term is school resource officer, and which schools are they assigned to in Davenport?
Yeah, so there's five school resource officers, and they rotate between the different schools.
Now, are they mainly in the high schools, but then also in the, well, middle or intermediate or whatever they're called these days?
I believe so, but their interactions are listed for Central, West, Smart, Williams, Sudlow, Wood. So it seems to be, and then K through 8 as well. So.
Now, what are school resource officers supposed to do? Are they law enforcers or social workers or something else?
Yeah, that's a good question. So they are there as officers. They, mediate conflicts between students, but then they also teach classes. So on their monthly report, it says there's a Laws and You class that they taught. And so it seems they've got, this dual role kind of as an enforcer, if conflicts come up, but also, and schools can, call for service if they need, they feel like they need a law enforcement officer, but then they also do these classes or mediation.
So, and I'm interested in how this is set up too, Sarah. They work in the schools, but they're still employed by the city of Davenport?
Yeah, so the contract is between the city and the schools, and so they're actually part of the City of Davenport Police Department, but the City of Davenport then assigns them to the schools, and the schools reimburse the city for the salaries of those officers.
Okay, so what do students and school staff think about school resource officers? Wasn't there a recent survey about that?
Yes, a recent survey showed that most students felt neutral or safe having a uniformed police officer in the school. A small percentage, 2.3% said that they felt very unsafe, and 5% said they felt unsafe having a uniformed police officer in their school. Staff, it was actually 57% said that they felt very safe having a uniformed police officer in the school, and then 23% said they felt safe, 16% said they felt neutral, and so the comparison between students and staff, it seems students feel much more neutral about having the uniformed police officer, and more students felt unsafe than staff members. Staff members felt very safe with a uniformed police officer.
Now, has the school district done any previous surveys so we know if this has changed much, or is this the first one that we know of, so we can't really compare it and say over time students are feeling better or worse or anything like that?
Yeah, I do believe that there was a previous survey, and it showed, I think, similar results.
What about school district, school board and the school officials, principals, et cetera? Are they happy with the current program?
Certainly the superintendent seems to be happy with the program and the data that is coming out of there, so that the district and the school board can make decisions. There was at least one school board member that said that she'd like to hear more from students who feel unsafe having a uniformed police officer in their school, more about why they feel unsafe and how that can be improved.
Now, the Davenport School District has been criticized in recent years for what's considered disproportionate treatment of minority students. Is that the case with school resource officers also?
Yeah, so there's not a lot of data, but this is just in the first year. But there were more Black students who were arrested or had force used against them than white students as a proportion of the school overall population, if you compare those. But the city and the schools say that they're trying to work toward that, but So there were 36 incidents that were resulted in charges for 41 individuals, according to the city. And those 41, 38 had a victim who wanted charges filed. So there were just three charges that were considered discretionary where there wasn't a victim that wanted charges filed. And so the city and the school say that they are looking at those more closely. And since there's only three, it's hard to tell. But you know, if you look at the overall data, I think it's just it's hard to say because there's just not a lot of it yet. It's only in the first year, so I'm sure that we'll see it continue.
Now, City Council has been talking about continuing this program or not. Do we get any feeling for whether the aldermen are going to continue to support the school resource officer program or not?
Yes, they are going to continue. They actually voted on that last night to continue the agreement with the schools.
And is this a cost of some kind for the city, or the school district pays for it, or what?
Yes, so the city, the school reimburses the city for the salaries of the officers.
Now, recently, Sarah, you also wrote about some lost primary election ballots in Clinton County. What happened? How did they get lost?
Yeah, so election law changed in 2021 to say that ballots that were postmarked ahead of the election that were mailed in needed to arrive at the auditor's office by 8 p.m. of the polls closing. Previously, it allowed if mail-in ballots were postmarked before the election, if they came in for the next week after the election, they could still be counted, but this new law did away with that. And so in Clinton County, there was apparently a mix-up with a bag of mail, and 50 ballots arrived late at the Clinton County Auditor's Office. And of those, about 40 or so were postmarked, and several of those were postmarked in late May. A full week or two ahead of the primary election. And so that it just goes to show, I guess, that voters who are voting by mail need to get their ballot in really early or just vote in person because it may not get there in time. And in the case, normally it might not have that big of an impact, but with a low turnout primary, one race was decided by 7 votes, and there were 23 Republican ballots that were not able to be counted because they arrived after that deadline that were postmarked ahead of the election. So I mean, that we never know how those people could have voted, but that really could have made a difference in the Republican county supervisor's race in Clinton County.
And so is everybody seeing this as sort of an innocent mistake and, you know, somebody overlooked something, or is something else is going on here?
No, yes. The county auditor said that they thought it was an inadvertent mistake, and that the post office said that they were reviewing their processes to make sure it doesn't happen again.
And did we hear about this and anything like this happening elsewhere, or was Clinton County just sort of stood out in the Iowa primary, I guess?
Yeah, so like Scott County had about 10 or 11 ballots that arrived late that couldn't be counted. So I think other counties may also have seen, you know, numbers of ballots arrive after the June 7th primary date. I haven't heard of any that to the scale of Clinton County that had arrived late. However, you know, it's really notable in Clinton County because of that narrow margin.